Today's episode, we're hanging tight and aiming high as we dissect the pull-up from every possible angle. Whether you're struggling to get over the bar for the first time, or you're looking to add some spice to your routine with advanced variations, we've got you covered. We'll dive deep into the common pitfalls and plateaus that challenge even the most seasoned athlete, and arm you with progressions and regressions techniques guaranteed to elevate your pull-up game. And for those hungry for a challenge, our tailored training plan promises to transform you into a pull-up powerhouse. Welcome to the pull-up.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
This isn't just a test of strength. It's an invitation to defy gravity, a challenge that beckons the brave and the bold. The pull-up, a seamless, simple act of pulling oneself up, is a doorway to an elite club where only the dedicated gain entry. Why does the pull-up captivate us? There's something about it that impresses us and is most people's desire to get. At its core, the pull-up is raw, a primal show of human strength. It's a battle against gravity, your own body, and our limitations. But it's not just about muscle. The pull-up uses strength, technique, and a mind-body connection to get it right, teaching us that true strength has more to do than just muscles. Yet for all its simplicity, just pulling yourself up on the bar, the journey to a pull-up mastery isn't easy, with many of us finding challenges along the way. That's because the pull-up and beyond is the goal for most people, but that should not be the starting point. We will strip back the layers and break them down on how to actually get to the pull-up. It might seem simple, but breaking down a single exercise will also give you ideas on how to break down other moves, and the pull-up is a pillar to body weight training. For example, there is already a misunderstanding on what muscles are being used in the pull-up. There are so many different adjustments you can make with the pull-up, from your hands inwards for a chin-up, outwards for a pull-up, wide grip, short grip, and many more. We're going to go over the general pull-up of hands outwards, and they're about just past shoulder width. It is a pillar of body weight training for all the muscles that it uses. Leading is the broadest muscle in the back, which takes center stage. You will grow your arms, but this is not just a bicep exercise. Your back is a bigger and stronger muscle, and it is the star of the show. In close harmony is the biceps, which play a crucial role, and you will get bigger arms, but this is a back exercise. So of course you got the lats, especially the lower traps, stabilizing the shoulder blades, but also helping the scapula movement of an effective pull-up. Then the shoulders, which also offer stability and assist in the overall motion. The grip in your forearms remain a critical connection to the challenge. A strong grip versus a weak grip will make a difference. The core muscles are used to stabilize, making sure that the body moves as a single unit and you do not lose kinetic energy. The pull-up is an example of a full body mastery, control, and understanding. So to be clear, most people think that a pull-up is an arm exercise. It partially is, but the main thing is a back exercise, with secondary being the arms. Most people also think that moving your hands around will change what muscles in the arms are being used, such as a chin-up with your fingers inward being a pull-up. For example, the hands inwards is called a chin-up. And yes, it uses your biceps a little bit more, but the amount that the studies have shown of how much the other muscles are being used either way doesn't really change that much. Even though for most people, the chin-up is easier than the pull-up. That's just because the muscle that we use day to day. So just saying that you have weak arms doesn't show the full picture. Something as simple as not keeping your body and core tight might be the reason why you're not able to do the pull-ups you're able to do. We've done a whole episode on core and its importance in body weight training, but here we're going to focus more on the pull-ups. Now that you know what muscles are being used in the pull-up primarily and how much muscles need to be used in order to do a proper pull-up, sometimes you don't have that mind-body connection in order to do that pull-up. You're focusing on your arms, but really your back should be doing the work. We can also start to see why this is such an important exercise. It's a fundamental skill that enhances athleticism across various disciplines. This exercise is a powerhouse of functional fitness that translates directly into sports, amplifying your athletic capabilities. It's no secret that in the world of bodyweight sports, in which you need to use your upper body for power, would use the pull-up to increase your upper body pulling power. It being a bodyweight exercise also translates to those sports as well. Rock climbing, needing to scale walls. Ninja warrior, needing to scale obstacles. Gymnastics, needing to perform powerful moves on bars. All use pull-ups in their conditioning at all levels of the sport. But it's not just about those sports. Meanwhile, swimmers find the pull-up important for developing that upper body strength needing to power through the water. Team sports, like basketball and soccer, harness the pull-up benefits of that mind-body connection to control one's body and explosiveness to generate power. The pull-up's universal appeal across multiple sports shows its importance. But mastering it comes with its own set of challenges. If it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. There are common hurdles that emerge, along with a misconception that slows down progress. Let's dive into some of those common challenges and mistakes that athletes face in their journey to the pull-up, beginner or advanced, and find out how to overcome them and not only meet, but exceed your pull-up goals. Your pull-up is wrong, and fixing it is probably going to make it worse. If you're looking for the optimal hand placement, angle of the swing, and crossed or straight legs, you are missing the whole point of the pull-up. All that changes is what minor muscles are being used and how much is not as much as you think. For beginners, most of the time I see the mind-body connection not being there. Your body not using all the muscles it could be using to do the move. That's with progressions. Imagine doing a sprint with your legs asleep. Seeing if you're pulling too much with one side are fully engaging the muscles and the core in all your upper body from a dead hang to the chin over the bar and not controlling the full range of motion are the most important parts of the pull-up. For core, lifting a bar that is 100 pounds versus a rug that's 100 pounds is easier because the rug is loose with dead weight. I know for most people it sounds obvious, but not many people put it into practice. Yes, it makes sense that an easier version if it's too hard, but that is one of the hardest parts of getting into bodyweight training is knowing what those exercises or progressions are supposed to be. It took me a long time to get to that point, which is why I have a free document that shows progressions for the compound bodyweight movements, which is connected to the free 7-day program. Most pitfalls for the pull-up are not being ready for the pull-up in that mind-body connection, as your muscles are not too sure what to do, or not being strong enough to lift your body without cheating or control. Or the muscle is just not strong enough to do the pull-up and you're starting with the pull-up. Then there are the minor mistakes of not being fully active in the core and the back in the entire range of the pull-up, from the bottom all the way to the top. Being relaxed at the bottom and having a loose core breaks that kinetic chain and you lose strength. Kipping or using momentum to cheat your way up. It's like having someone help you with your bench press. If you need to swing your legs or can't do the control full range of motion, you are not ready, and that's okay. Knowing these most common mistakes, we know that if we have progressions, it is much easier to build that strength and mind-body connection we need. Let's explore how to practice these to be effective and efficient. Here are the progressions that I used for pull-ups, starting from the closest to the pull-up to the furthest away. Most people find the chin-up, hands turned towards you, easier than the pull-up, even if it almost uses the same amount of strength for the muscles. Negative pull-ups, focusing on lowering yourself slowly as we tend to be twice as strong in this phase. A pull-up band can help as we are weaker in the top part of the exercise. Just don't explode from the bottom, making it too easy. A controlled movement. A jackknife pull-up is placing your feet on a bench in front of you, above your hips, taking some weight off when you do the pull-up. Then you got the inverted rows, using rings or straps, with your body being horizontal, being the hardest version, and vertical being the lightest version. The point to use these versions is to focus on good technique, full range of motion, and getting that mind-body connection. Exercise and movement have so much more to do with your mind than we do realize. Sometimes we explode on doing amazing on certain things. Explode as it explode in progression, just because our mind-body connection with that technique just gets better. But maybe you are someone who can already do a pull-up and wants to level it up, or you want to see what is possible after you get that pull-up. Well, there's a lot to uncover, and it's one of the things I do love about bodyweight training. There are so many different skills and ways of training with one simple movement such as the pull-up. The pull-up is your tool to train and build the upper body of a bodyweight juggernaut. A wide grip casts a spotlight on those broad back muscles that are used to create that V-shape. A closer grip, or even a chin-up, shifts to the biceps and the inner part of the lats. Neutral grip pull-ups, where palms face each other, offer a shoulder-friendly option. Higher levels are archer pull-ups, bringing your head above one of your hands, one at a time. That leads to one-arm pull-ups that can also use the same progressions as the traditional pull-up. Depending on your goals, you can work other muscles as well. Towel pull-ups or fingertip pull-ups do wonders for your grip strength and forearms. Meanwhile, L-sit pull-ups serve as a core blaster and a more effective pull-up because you have to do a pull-up with your lats in a stretched position. Each variation of the pull-up not only targets different muscles in different ways, even though the amount of muscle that you need to use isn't that much, but also keeps your workouts fresh and challenging as you can easily change it up. At this point, you should have some sort of goal in mind and what pull-up you want to do. And let's imagine you know exactly which variation you can do effectively, rather that be any of the progressions we went over or any of the advanced versions. Everyone's goals are different and there is no one size fits all for a training blueprint, which we're gonna go over and how you can add pull-ups in your training program or create one specifically for pull-ups. So because everyone's goal is different, we do have to make a couple of assumptions. This plan assumes that you already know what variation of pull-up you can do on that progression tree. You are already working out or can decide to work out 3 times a week, doing a full body workout, and you don't have any other specific goals or skills besides the pull-ups that you want to dedicate your time to. Perhaps maybe like one or other skills. Like what I mean is skill-based moves. So handstands, L-sits, flips, more skill technique related moves that you're dedicating extra time to, and not just getting stronger overall, which is always a goal and which is why we're always doing strength training. Crafting a pull-up training plan is both an art and a science. Start simple. If pull-ups are part of your general goal, take a version that you can do 3 to 6 reps. Do that version until failure, then switch to an easier progression and do it again. Then rest for about 2 to 3 minutes, and you do that 3 to 4 times depending on how you feel. Change it to a harder version when you can do 8 to 12 reps, which is that gold standard, or a higher version at about 3 to 6 reps. What if your goal is just to increase your number of pull-ups? Option 1 is the traditional method. You're trying to do twice as many of your max pull-ups in as many sets as it takes. Check your new max every 3 to 4 weeks and change that number. Or the Russian method, by taking half of your max pull-ups, doing them every hour or 2 hours, 5 to 6 days a week, and making pull-ups a regular guest in your daily routine. This method focuses on frequent, low-fatigue training, maximizing muscle memory and endurance without burnout. This Russian method is something that I learned from a good friend who moved here from Russia, obviously, and ironically, yes, his name was Vladimir. When you think about it, it makes so much sense and can be used with nearly any skill you want to learn. This is also one of the reasons why parkour athletes have a very long career. If you want to get good at something, you do it a lot without burning out. This is one of the downsides I see in gymnastics, where elite athletes are pushed for so long that their careers end from burnout at 16. The number of elite gymnasts that are adults versus the number compared to parkour athletes and rock climbers is enormous. But with the right plan, dedication, and a sprinkle of patience, pull-ups and any other skill are within reach, and you can skyrocket how close you get to those goals by just doing those goals often, but at a lower frequency. Sometimes more isn't better, and sometimes more is better, if you catch my drift. Either way, I hope you found it helpful or at least interesting diving deep into a single move that feels simple, such as the pull-up, a move that is a pillar of mastering your body weight. We talked about the anatomy of the pull-up, debunking some common challenges, diving into different variation and progressions, and also seeing how you can add that to your training depending on your goal. Remember, every pull-up variation is a step closer to the stronger you, not just in physique, but in discipline. And the sheer fact that this simple exercise will help you get much better in your fitness goals. If you want a free program that includes pull-ups and their variations to master your body weight, as well as that document that allows you to get all the progressions that you need for body weight training, head on over to awesomeninjafitness.com and get it absolutely free. So what's the next step? Whether it's fine-tuning your technique, knowing the variations, or adjusting your training plan, I'm really interested to see how your goal for the pull-up changes. Either way, keep pulling, keep pushing, and of course, stay awesome.